And this particular segment is sponsored by Secure Future Tech Solutions. That's Eric Shore's cue. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
I'm good. Eric is with Secure Future Tech Solutions. Eric, what's Apple doing Thursday? What are you hearing? What are they coming out with? Is it an iPad?
Yeah, Apple's coming out with another event on Thursday. We expect that they will release an updated iPad mini with a Retina screen, which is actually the really nice high-resolution screen that you'll find on an iPad or an iPhone right now.
Now, they have that already. I've got the mini with the Retina. What do you think this new one's going to do?
The new one, you know, they always come out with, they're usually a little bit faster. The screen will be a little bit better. Not a major release, but something, you know, they're continually innovating. Second thing that they're anticipated to talk about is their new desktop operating system, OS X, called Yosemite. And that's supposed to tie in your iPad or your iPhone with your desktop so that you can start working on something perhaps on your iMac and then finish working on it when you walk out the door on your iPhone.
Oh, that's great news for the bosses, so they could get us started at work at home.
Absolutely.
Make sure the desk is going. Hey, quickly before I let you go, a lot of companies, big companies, are reporting hackers and data breaches. What should a small company do? A guy who's just running a small business, should he be concerned about getting hit next?
Yes, yes. You know, small businesses are targets because they don't have a whole bunch of security. You know, the big guys, you know, the J.P. Morgans, the Home Depots, the Chases, they have big teams of security, and they've been compromised. Hackers can very easily get into a small business, so they should be concerned. A couple of tips to keep yourself safe and your business safe. Change your passwords. That's the biggest thing that I can recommend to everybody. Don't use the same password for all of your websites. It's really important to have a unique password, a strong password. And to help you manage it all, what I'd recommend is using a password manager program. A couple of great ones, Dashlane, and also LastPass, so they can help you keep track of all those complicated passwords.
Eric Shore, he's with Secure Future Tech Solutions, joins me weekly this time. Eric, thanks.